Hi, Wes. How are you?
I'm here.
Awesome. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I'll be the one to go over pricing and details with you. I know you were talking here with Pearl, so I'm just grabbing the notes that she sent over to me. Aside from the price, did you have any questions as far as placement or anything else aside from that?
Well, we'd start with that and then go from there.
Okay. So let's take a look. You're kind of keeping it here within a 50-mile radius, new in business credit. I'm applying that right now. Quick question. MassX LLC, what do you consider your specialty?
Excavation.
Okay. So looking through the notes, I would recommend, Wes, starting with our Platinum package because it's the package that includes both Google and Facebook marketing. However, the way that we do things here is we set it up where it's a fixed flat rate, and it's a month-to-month program with no contracts. We're not charging you per call, per job, or per click. Now, with the new in business rate, you're going to be grandfathered into this rate no matter how long you're with us. Discounted rate you'd be looking at is $249 a month. It comes with just a one-time $99 setup fee, and the setup fee is really just to cover the programming. So initial investment would be $348 to get it started, $249 every month after that with no contracts or click fees. Okay? Now, what that would include for you is first page placement on Google within the local map section. That's typically where 90% of searches will start and stop. I think you're probably familiar with the Google Maps as well.
Yeah, that's the only place I've ever used Google as far as trying to find a business.
You want me to be honest with you? Myself as well. If I'm looking for a plumber, I'm going to go there, or I'm going to be on Facebook
asking
if anyone knows someone. You know what I mean? To be quite honest. I've had to do it in the past. So
if you remove the, I mean, what is the Facebook thing? Because I don't do Facebook.
Let me explain to you about Facebook, right? So the local map section of Google, just so that you know, that's typically going to get you found within your zip code. And anyone that's within 20, like I would say, depending on your area, it can range anywhere between 10 to 20 miles, right? If you're talking Los Angeles, it's going to probably reach anyone within 5 to 10. But that's what Google considers your local area, right? So for you to get found outside of that, it's by either running Google ads or Facebook ads. Now, a Facebook ad, how they work is someone's on Google, right, searching for excavating. Let's say they didn't call you, but now they're on their Facebook page. They're just looking at pictures or stories. All of a sudden, they see your ad appear. We call it retargeting. Facebook ads allows you to retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. What happens is as soon as they click on that ad, they are calling you directly. I will tell you, a lot of our clients have seen great results with Facebook ads because
so
it's that
have
constant
to have
reminder.
Facebook myself.
Do you have, well, I'll tell you. So the Facebook business page is created through a personal Facebook page, right? Now, no one sees your personal Facebook. It's created that way, Wes, so this way you have access and ownership to the Facebook business page, right? Because we're only managing it. You're the owner of it. Same thing with your Google business profile. When we create it, you're the owner. We're just the managers, right? So at the very least, you have to have, for Facebook, at least a personal Facebook page. You don't even have to have a photo on there. You don't even have to have friends, okay? It's just we need that so that we can create the one for your business. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I mean, more or less. I've never done social media, but it makes some sort of sense. You have to have something tied to.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, social media, especially Facebook with Google, go very well together hand in hand because a lot of times people are on Facebook. And I've done it myself where I'm like, hey, I'm looking for a plumber. Anyone know one? So it helps you also engaging with your past clients and your current clients because people are like, hey, call this company. Do you see what I'm saying? So it also helps you in that sense. And with the Facebook ads, it'll allow us to reach up to 50 miles. I mean, you could choose specific zip codes or counties that you want to target, right? You're based out of Snowflake, correct?
So,
in the 85937.
Right.
Okay.
Close enough.
Okay. So when it comes to your areas of target, are there specific areas that you'd like to be found in?
Well, local is good, but
okay.
I guess where I was going with the question on the Facebook thing is I have zero intention of tending the Facebook page. I'm not going to.
Okay, no worries.
If it requires that, I fully agree and admit that that's probably where people are.
Uh-huh. But it's not something you have interest in.
That's not where I am. And
okay.
I'm not going to go get a Facebook page and
that's
send
okay.
it and monitor it.
That's kind of right.
And I fully realize that there's a giant piece of the market that functions
right.
that way. Like not texting or something like that. That's my choice I text. But
that is your preference.
Example.
And I'm okay with that. That is completely your preference. Okay? Nothing wrong with that at all.
So if I have a Facebook page but I don't use it, does that screw up the system? I guess is what
no,
I'm saying.
No, it does not.
In other words, do people on Facebook expect a reply on Facebook?
No. So let me tell you. So with the Facebook page, right, even when we create the business Facebook page for you, okay, it's not that you're having to manage it, right? You have access to it. We're the ones that are managing your Facebook ads. A Facebook ad is a click to call, right? And I'll give you an example. My husband does dialysis. I talk to these nurses like at least 3-4 times a month, okay? This one particular day, I could not know I couldn't even remember the phone number by heart, right? And I mean, it's like in my mind as like how I know his phone number by heart. So I went on Google and I typed in Fresenius Kidney Care near Anaheim so that way I could pull up the number and call this kidney care center. I'm not even joking. 3 days later, I'm doing a post on my granddaughter's birthday and all of a sudden this ad pops up saying Fresenius Kidney Care ad because they targeted me as having an interest in their kidney care center. Now, if I were to have clicked on it, it would have called directly to their kidney care center, right? Because it's targeting me. So when they click on your Facebook ad, it's not a message that you're getting. That potential client clicks on your Facebook ad, they're calling you, Wes, directly. It's a direct call. So that's how the Facebook ad would work. So I just wanted to kind of clarify that. It's not that you're having to manage it. Do you see what I'm saying? We're not saying you got to be constantly on your Facebook page doing something. Hey, if you every now and then want to post a picture of excavation job that you finished or one that you're working on just to kind of give, you know, people like a, hey, this is what I'm doing right now. You can do that. We're not holding you to it and saying you got to do that all the time. I mean, even every once in a while, if you want to do that, just say, hey, I just finished this, you know, great excavation project, blah, blah, blah. You know, you don't have to. It's not like something consistently you're going on. Does that kind of make a little bit more sense?
Right. And I guess, so I understand that that's probably the best package and whatnot, but
not necessarily.
For curiosity's sake,
not necessarily.
What if all I care is that if somebody looks up excavation, that I'm in that list. So in the local area that I'm at, I type in excavation.
Just, yeah.
Five or six companies that come up.
Yeah.
What if all I care is that my name is on there?
That you're just there on the local map? Absolutely. So that would be the package
what
below.
Cost?
That package, it's what we call our local only. You're looking at $199 a month with a one-time $99 setup fee. So it's a $50 difference. You're looking at it being $298 to get it started, and then it's $199 every month after that. So what that does for you, it gives you the local listing, okay? So we'll get you verified through Google, create the profile. We'll optimize it and maintain it on the first page. Content creation on Bing. Our directory submission, okay, is always going to be Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. Now, we don't have to do the Facebook page. Not a problem. But if you wanted to later on, say, hey, can you guys help me? We'll help you, okay? But we would definitely do a profile for you on Yelp and Apple Maps. Now, I believe you mentioned, she put in the notes you have a website. Is it a domain that you purchased, or is it an actual www.com website that you have? Because I wasn't finding one.
So I am, by choice, and the definition, really stupid on the whole www blah, blah, blah. So
no,
I had
no,
a guy
no.
in Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
Build one for me is and whatnot, because I was still trying to decide which,
okay.
I guess, take the next bite. So I believe there is
right.
a domain and a super simple website.
Would it be under, like, Mass X LLC? Do you know? I'll explain what a domain is. So a domain would be, like, www.massxllc.com. It would be something like that. That's a domain.
It was like soloexcavatingblahblahblah.com.
Okay.
The domain. Because that was the one that was going to tie it locally.
Okay.
And because I haven't pursued it and gone, he sent it to me, and it seemed like it was one of those where I was quite surprised. I did take 2 seconds and try to just look it up.
Okay.
And it wasn't quite as readily available as I thought it might be.
Okay. Okay.
Give me 1 minute, see if I can.
No worries. Take your time. Because I would, if you have the domain, I would love to take a look at it. I saw an Angie's List. Well, it's used to be called Home Advisor, but now it's powered by Angie's.
Right. So I'm.
I
on
saw
those
that.
Guys, and I think I would move away from those guys.
What's going on with that?
So I think it's a bit like renting equipment. It works great to get started.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a really, it's got its place. I wouldn't say that their business is bad or anything of the kind. The trouble I have is those are not repeat customers typically.
Is it the leads that, the leads aren't the quality leads that you want? I would say.
Well,
like
the builders, I guess I would look to most of the, I shouldn't say it's all that way, because I'm sure even a local builder would possibly use it. But most of the time it's a lady that needs a tree cut down in the backyard. It's not like a company that.
Oh, for the land clearing and or the grading or, yeah, got you. I found the
website. It's typically like, hey, I got a bathroom I need remodeled. And it works great for that. But they're not going to turn around and say, hey, he did a good job on the bathroom. I'm going to do 3 more bathrooms.
Oh, gotcha.
On my other houses, because we're talking a single, I mean, which, like I say, it's not their fault. I see why they're set up that way. It's just for my particular experience.
It's not what works for you.
But one, the lead started out being $45 or so per lead, which is okay, fine. And then now they're, within a year, I'm getting loads of leads that are $140, $150 a lead. And a lead is that you can call them and leave a message or whatever and hope they call you back. So there's no guarantee of the job, which is fine, but I'm paying $150 to talk to somebody on a $500 project.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. Let me tell you something.
So if I get the job and it's worth $500 to $1,000, I paid better than 10%
for
the lead.
Oh, wow.
That's where I guess.
I think I found your website.
And you paid. Oh, did you? Because I've been yapping instead of looking.
No. You're good. No, I'm listening to what you're saying, and I wrote that down in my notes. So you've been, in the beginning, right, you were paying $45 a lead. But then within the year, you are now paying like $140, $150 per lead. And if you're leaving a message and they don't call you back, no matter what, you're paying for that lead regardless.
Right.
Right.
And I can go on Angie and request a
credit
or whatever. But it seems like that even if I get the job and I paid $140, $50 for the lead and the customer's like, hey, yeah, that'll work. But the job is like, hey, bring a machine over, scrape my driveway. And the job is $500 to $1,000. I paid more than 10% just I mean, before I ever even get to the job.
Oh, wow.
And if the job is worth 10 or, you know, 10 grand, the 150 bucks is well spent. That's not the issue at all. It's just that if your market is down around the $1,000 mark, you're paying 10% for the option of talking to them and a good share of customers.
Right.
Which is more than fair on the customer side. Their first
but not for you.
Like, hey, what will it cost? So,
well,
so I'm paying 100 bucks to give them a bid. So I don't blame them, but if I go, if I want my yard redone or some landscaping or whatever, the first thing I do is hop on and say, hey, what's this going to cost? I have no idea. So,
right.
So Angie sends out, then four guys come in and say, hey, here's my numbers. And the customer's like, well, okay, it's higher than I expect. I'm going to wait a year. Well, every one of those guys just spent whatever that lead was, and I don't blame the customer, and I don't entirely blame Angie other than their scale is way wacky in my mind.
Well, you know what it is because for the potential client, right, for them it's a free estimate. They don't understand that it's costing you.
I don't blame the customer.
Right. It's their algorithm. You know, I'll tell you this too. I mean, even so the local only is a great package for you to start with. But even if you wanted to target the 50-mile radius, there is that other option where it would be the next package up from the platinum one that I told you. And that one is the one that includes the Google ads. So it actually gives you two spotlight positions on Google. You're in the Google ads at the top, and then you're in the Google local map. And I'll tell you, even that package is still less than what you're paying for five leads with Angie's. That package runs you $4.99.
The system to get going, which is where I was at, is, hey, how do I even break into a market? I finally got my license.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, if just from my own experience, if I want something, I open my Google Maps or my Apple Maps, whichever. I use Google just because it's preference. But I say, hey, I want a plumber like you said, or I want a Sparky. I want whatever it is, and it gives me a list.
Right.
And then I go from there. So I guess the solution in my mind is that if somebody is out there and they say, hey, I need an excavator. I'm not paying 50 bucks or 40 bucks or 140 bucks for the potential that they call me. No, they have my number and they can call me and we can go from there.
Right, exactly, exactly. And the rates that we offer you, Wes, they're fixed flat rates, so it doesn't matter how many calls you get, right?
Right.
It's still
going to
be that
I'm
same
not,
flat rate. Yeah.
Right. So Angie has it set where you can decide how much. You can just set a limit and it, whatever they decide the lead is worth, whether that's $45 or $145, it comes out of your budget.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how they have it set up.
All of that goes to say that, I'm actually quite interested in doing something different. Test drive. You said there's
no contract. No contract. The only thing that we're going to ask from you, Wes, is this. Stick it out 2 months. Okay? We call it a 2-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly. You can cancel at any time. As long as you call 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur the charge. We simply part as friends. No cancellation fee. And in fact, the Google business profile is yours. You know what I mean? So we're just managing it. Does that make sense?
I'm not sure what a Google profile does.
The Google business profile,
by choice of
I'll explain it to you, hon. No worries. You know, when you do the search on Google in the Google local map, you'll see the businesses listed. Each business that is listed is called a profile. When you click on that business name, it opens up their business name. It'll have their website links, their phone number, their reviews. We call that a Google business profile. That's what you would have in the local map.
But to be clear, if I'm not paying the monthly 200 or 250,
right,
then my name would get removed from the Google
Maps,
right?
No, absolutely not. No. if you were to cancel with us, that Google Business profile is yours. It doesn't disappear. Eventually, over time, Wes, you would fall off the first page, okay, over time, but it doesn't disappear. It's not like with Angie's, okay, if you were to cancel with them.
I'm more than happy to try the 2 months, and we'll go with the platinum package. Give it a whirl and just see, because if I can get as many calls as I'm getting leads from Angie, then I've just made a better business decision.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, remember, the platinum one is the one with the Facebook, right? And I know that you had mentioned you weren't too interested about that. So there's two other options. You could either start with the local only, right, which is the $199 a month. So it's $298 to get it started, $199 every month after that. Or if you're wanting, like, the one that has the Google-sponsored ads, that one you're looking at a little bit more investment. It's $499 a month, but it's giving you the Google ads, which says sponsored ads, and it's giving you the local map. And if you're looking at a local map, you'll see sometimes that there's sponsored ads on there. So you're actually getting
right,
two spotlight positions.
Right, I'm not interested in that.
Okay.
I think that if, like you're saying, that I would have to go build a Facebook deal, which I don't really.
It's real simple, and I'll tell you. All you have to do is open up just a personal Facebook. You don't have to have a friend on there. You don't even have to have pictures. No profile picture. Just open one up. All we need is a link. We create the business Facebook page for you. That's it. And we manage
the Facebook. I'd try the local only. And
okay.
We'll try, I love the 2 month deal. And then if I'm getting better results,
let's
from that,
do it.
And yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
And go from there, but I'm good with 2 months.
Okay, so let's do that. I saw on your website there was an email, and I don't know if this is the email that you want me to send correspondence from us in your receipt, whiskers1984@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to do this, Wes. Give me 1 second here. I'm going to send you 2 emails, okay? They're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Now, your email is just so that way, you know, when we're corresponding with you, and it's also going to be where we send your receipt for your tax purposes, because as I always like to remind everyone, it's a write-off. Any marketing that you do, business cards, T-shirts, whatever, okay? So let me send you this first one. Now, what it's going to state is it's $199 month-to-month, and this is for our pro package, which is also known as our local only. And let me do this. Okay. And then the one-time $99 setup fee. All right. Okay. So let me send you that one. The second one that you're going to receive coming from Nadine Medina again, it's going to say Client Dashboard Analytics. And what that does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system so that you know how to track your results with us. So it's a really simple username and login that we'll provide you, username and password, really easy to maneuver through, where you can see your profiles that we created for you. Wes, you can even track like how many phone calls you're getting, and you can see the keywords you're listed for as well. So I just sent you an example of it just so that you kind of have an idea of what it looks like, okay? Now, your first name, do you go by Wes and it's Wesley? Go ahead, question. I'm sorry.
Oh, I just got your email and so
perfect.
Do I need to click on anything?
Nope, it's just so that way you have the information there with you, okay? I just like to provide it in writing. So that way you have it for your record.
Perfect. Yeah, I like that
right?
Because I got a short memory. Then if I can go find what I want, then.
Listen, you are so like me. My husband laughs because I told him, oh my gosh, I used to tease my mom all the time. You know, I would tell her something and she would just tell me, honey, what was that? And I'm like, oh my gosh, mom, I just told you. And she's like, when you get to be my age, you're going to go through the same thing and your kids are going to tell you the same. And sometimes I'm like, where was I just going to the room for? So I do the go back where you came from and then walk back in.
Stand there for a minute and then it'll come to you on what I was after when I went in.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh my gosh. And my kids laugh at me, and I always tell them
in here vacuuming. Oh, that's right. I should probably plug it in. That's what I was going to go do.
Yeah, and my kids laugh at me, and I always tell them, it's a brain fart. Just give me a moment. Now,
okay, so I got both of these emails.
Beautiful. Awesome. So just save those
name,
for your record.
Professionally, probably just put Wesley.
Wesley?
Or whatever.
Okay. Do you prefer that we call you Wes? It's totally up to you.
I'm used to hearing Wesley unless I'm in trouble.
Okay.
That's something my mom is used
to. I was just going to say, right? So we're going to put Wes. You prefer to be called Wes, but I'm just notating in the account that it's Wesley. And that's W-E-S. Is it L-E-Y or just L-Y?
Yeah.
L-E-Y. Okay.
It's L-E-Y.
And Wes, what's your last name?
Just J-E-S-S-O-P.
J-E-S-S-O-P?
Correct.
Okay. Now, the phone number that is going to be listed for the business is this number that we're speaking on, the 385-405-5045?
Yes, that's myself.
Okay. And that's also the best number for us.
That's the only number that I have, so.
Okay. Perfect. Now, if at any time, let's say you got like a business phone number and you want to update it, just let us know. Like if you had a different phone
Perfect.
Number line.
Probably the same
okay.
with my email. That one's kind of weird.
Yeah. And your email, we're not going to just like post it out there. We just have it for our records, okay? And then let's
see
here.
No, that's fine.
Here.
It's out there. It's just that at some point I should probably go around.
Yeah. Just let us know and we can update it.
Either way, if
not
that one will get me going.
Yeah, not a problem. Now let me see here. Okay. I'm going to send you a text message real quick, and this text that I'm going to send you, it's going to have the number to our customer service department. So right now, Wes, like our time zone, we're an hour behind you, but I think Sunday our time changes, so then we'll be on the same time zone. We're in California. So this number
so
that I'm sending
you. 10:30 over there?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Right now it is. So I'm sending you right now a text message, and I want you to save our 877 number in your contacts under our company name, Local Splash. So this way, you never lose our phone number, okay? Let me know when the text comes through.
It's here.
Beautiful. Now, save it under Local Splash. Our hours of operation are Monday through Friday, and at 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. So, like right now, we're here for you 8 to 5, but after Sunday, it's going to be 7 to 4 because we'll be on the same time zone. Okay? I also included
okay.
your username and your password for your client dashboard for your reporting system. So, your username is your phone number with no dashes and no one before the area code. It's just 385-405-5045. Your password is all lowercase, one word, best video. Okay? So I like to send you those credentials
that,
so that,
that
way you already have it.
Do I need to write
it? It's in the text. It's in the text,
oh, okay.
But I'll give it to you if you want to write it down. Let me know when you're ready.
Oh, if it's coming, that's fine. There's no reason.
Yeah, and that text message. Yeah, the text message that I sent you that has our customer service number.
Oh, okay.
I put it in there.
I'm looking at.
Yes. Here are your credentials.
So it has username and password, so it's both.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Now, Wes, so the company name, you want it to show as Mass, M-A-S-S, and then capital X, L-L-C. Is that how it should show?
Or just, if I don't need the LLC, I just
you don't have to put it. That's
but.
Totally up to you. If you, because your website only says
Mass
X.
But there's a couple of them, so I don't care. It's local.
Okay. So do you
I
want it to have the LLC
no.
or without?
No.
Okay.
Without.
So let's take out that. So just Mass X. Okay.
And then if there, I mean, I guess it'll come up under excavating, grading, blah, blah.
Oh,
blah.
Yeah. Yep, those are the keywords that we're going to be using, and we'll go over that in the notes as well. Now, the address that's associated with the business, is that like your home address? The Sholo, excuse me?
Have you got the Masquenko one?
The one that I see is 2247 Masquenko Lane.
Yeah, that I have a, when I first got that license, it was out of Peter, but yeah, I've got a place down here that would make better sense so that the locals are still make their
okay.
out of Utah.
Okay, got it. So is 2247 Masquenko Lane, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And that's in Sholo?
Yes.
I think that's what it shows on Angie's. Sholo, Arizona, 85901.
Correct.
Okay. Let me just put that up here. Okay. And is this like your residence by chance? Like where you live?
Yeah. So I just
okay.
bought a property and I'm playing
oh,
with
nice.
It. But it's actually here local instead of in Cedar, which everybody
oh,
when
okay.
they pull it up and it says Cedar, then it starts to be confusing if they're talking to somebody
yeah.
in Utah or if they're...
Yeah, no kidding, huh? Okay. Now, I'm going to make sure that the address is hidden. I mean, we don't want your, you know, your residence address showing. It's what we consider like a home office, right? So we'll make sure it's hidden.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay. just a little guy, and I got to start somewhere, so.
Yeah, no worries, no worries. Yeah, the only thing Google won't accept is, like, somewhere that's a P.O. box or a virtual mailbox, but, I mean, this is a property that you have, so you're fine. Okay.
Right, if it'll just pull up the Sholo area, then I think that'll work.
Yeah, the physical address, I promise you.
I'm clear out here thinking that they're going to have a big yard of equipment when it's just
yeah.
me.
No, of course. Yeah, no, that address will be hidden. We don't like it to show. Google doesn't want it showing either, especially when it's your home address, you know. Now, the card that you're going to be using for the payment, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
I should probably just use the one with the business name on it. That would be the cleanest
Which
on my record.
Whichever you prefer.
I prefer the one with my business on there. That way the records, I'm trying to, at some point,
keep
sort
everything.
Them out so it's different. It's
oh,
been all
yeah.
the same, but I did go get business. Anyway, so I have a business card that we can use.
Okay. All right. Awesome. One second here. Okay. So.
And I'm the sole owner, so it doesn't
okay.
mean it'll be me and the business.
Yeah. Does it have your name on there at all on that card, or is it just
yes.
a business name?
Yes, it is.
How does your name read on there?
I've got my name on it. Wesley S. Joseph.
Wesley S. Joseph. Okay. And the business name, how does it show on there?
MathX LLC.
Okay. And what's the billing address for it? Is it the 2247 Masquenko Lane?
No, it's going to be 3696 Native Dancer in Cedar City, Utah.
How do you spell Native Dancer?
Native.
Oh, Native Dancer. Two words?
Native. Yes. Native Dancer.
Uh-huh.
Cedar City, Utah, 84721.
Okay. Okay, so it's 3696 Native, like as in like a Native American, Dancer.
Yep.
Cedar City, Utah, and the zip code one more time?
847.
84721. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And the card number when you're ready?
4868.
Okay.
7204.
Okay.
6327.
Okay.
5160.
Expiration month and year.
0528.
05 of 28. And the CVV code on the back.
866.
I want to put a security question, Wes, here on your account with us. And whenever we call you, how you're going to identify if it's us calling, you're going to always ask, what's my security question? Because if at any time, okay, someone hangs up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling, okay? Now, the security question could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you want for the security question?
Mother's maiden name.
And what was her maiden name?
Steed.
Seed?
Steed, like, yeah. Sorry.
S-T-E-E-D, right?
S-T-E-E-D, like horse. Seed.
Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. Okay, Steed. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. I don't think my tea kicked in. I can't drink coffee anymore. So I think that's a problem. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. So now anytime, right, when we call you, identify us, right? Just say, what's my security question? We're going to tell you your mother's maiden name, Speed. Because remember, if someone hangs up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. Okay? Now.
Perfect. I like that because I've had, even on Angie, and it's not their fault, but I've had.
Yeah.
Two scammers try to get payments out of me.
No way. Oh, yeah. No, no, no.
Which is a your business model or just, you know, a marketing. So they call me and say, hey, your card didn't go through. And then I start asking them about my deal. You know, like, why are you calling me? It isn't even true. Anyway, so this is good. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's why we do that. Because, you know, nowadays, I mean, we can never tell, Wes. You know what I mean? Now, before I'm going to process your payment, okay, I'm going to be walking you through with what we call 90-second voice verification recording, and it's for your protection. It's going to outline our service agreement. I'm going to go over the amount that you're paying today, the billing date. I'm going to state that it's a 2-month verbal agreement, which we're just asking you to stick it out 2 months, and when your second payment will be charged. I'm going to also state that if you choose to cancel or pause the account, all we ask is that you just contact us 3 business days, okay, before your billing is due so that way you don't incur the charge. There's no cancellation fee. We simply part as friends, okay? Now, when I am walking you through it, I want you to do me a favor because if there's something that you don't understand, I just want you to stop me and just say, wait a minute, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you, and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Perfect.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you want it to read on the first page of Google.
So that's going to be your recording or mine?
It's our recording because it's for the quality assurance, so that way they have it exactly how you want it to read. So you're just going to state how you want the business name to read.
Okay.
So please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
MathX.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Wesley Jessup, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, Wes, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So, as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may get calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes, Wes, we know you're in the middle of a job, right? You can't just pick up the phone. All we ask is that you at least respond to us within 24 business hours because we might have an update or we might have a question, right? Now, I also, as I told you earlier, the reason for the security question is because you might get other companies that are trying to sell you other type of online products. And Wes, they're not associated with us. Okay, we're not going to ask you for more money. So just be aware of that. Okay, what's my security question? What's my security question? No matter how many times they keep telling you, we have that, or, oh, we don't need it, then disconnect the call. Okay?
Okay, I'm pretty good at being belligerent.
Good.
I probably should apologize to one of the gals that called earlier.
Oh, that's okay. It's okay. We understand. No worries. Now,
so when Local Splash calls, though, it will have, whether it's scam or not, that's a different deal, but it will have a Local Splash readout.
And that's why I ask you to save our 877 number in your contacts, because it'll come up. Okay? And even so, even if you see it's Local Splash calling you, still ask, what's my security question? Okay?
This call was originated on a 385 number.
Yes, and I'll tell you why, because it doesn't say Local Splash. Yeah, because we use a voice over internet, and that's why you'll see a different number, like a local number, come up. It's how we keep our costs down on all the calls that we make daily throughout the United States. I mean, you could imagine how many categories we have.
Can imagine that I get 30 calls a day, and that's why I was all
I'm not surprised.
Somebody
I know.
Me.
We understand. No worries.
She told me that if I called the number back, it would ring to the local flash.
And you would get our customer
service. So that's why we're talking, but I got really ugly. And I should probably apologize. But I'm not joking when I say 30 calls a day.
I'm not surprised.
And when I'm trying to run a business and I get 30 scams, it makes me really.
No, I know. I sympathize with you. Yeah, we get it. We totally get it. I mean, and we've even heard people say.
We're good about that.
Yeah, you're good. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Would you like me to explain this? Let me explain it first. Yeah, let me explain it first. No worries. I always explain this one. So what we're saying here is we're not saying that you can't do other online marketing. What we're saying is, you know, before you do, just give us a call. So that way we can reference it and make sure that it's not already a service that we're providing you, because we don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay? That's what that means. We're not saying, like, we already know you're doing Angie's, but, like, let's say you called and said, hey, I'm going to have someone run Facebook ads for me. Well, this package that you're on is not one that includes Facebook. So we would tell you, yeah, I mean, if you want them to do it, go for it. Because that's not interfering with what we're doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
One question I would ask, and it's probably barely off the subject, but it's part of this. So that gal that called earlier was telling me that Local Splash will not work with any of my competitors.
Correct.
That's baffling to me, because I guess I don't really care. It's just advertising. If we both advertise on the
same
radio, I'm not offended at that.
No, it's okay. I'll explain to you why that is stated. Because we're a Google channel partner. Google gives us guidelines. We're allowed to work with one business per industry per area. If we turned around and signed up one of your competitors, okay, we're now working against ourselves, because we're not just working to get you optimized and keeping you on the first page. Now we're trying to keep other people on the first page in your area, and that doesn't make sense. That won't benefit you. So that's the difference between us and all those other calls that you're getting from all these companies that want to get you on the first page. A lot of them are not channel partners to Google, so they do nothing exclusive in really promoting your company and helping you get the maximum amount of calls, because they're signing up every person that they can think of, but they're not even getting them on the first page. They're like just creating profiles for them. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's a big difference. That's why you got to be real careful with companies that are calling you, because they're not all channel partners. There's like probably 40 in the United States. And that's why we have to be very careful that we're only working with one business per industry per area. So that's, does that, I don't know if that makes more sense to you, but that's the reason for it. Because Google's actually giving us those guidelines because we're a channel partner. Okay.
I guess I'm not following it all the way out. It just seems like if both of us list in the newspaper, nobody's offended.
Well, no. I understand what you're saying.
On the page, I understand that part. So I think that answers the question. Is it more about where on the list it is or where in the newspaper versus that it's in there?
Yeah. No, of course. Okay. Now.
All right. I think we're ready for the next.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is March 6, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $298. Now, Wes, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means is that on April 6, 2025, you will automatically be charged your second payment of $199. Now, once that term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the sixth day in the discounted amount of $199. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That is the number that I asked you to save, 877-635-6225. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, all we ask is that you contact us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur the charge, and we simply part as friends, okay? There will be no cancellation fee. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do. Sounds like I'm married now.
I do.
That's because I answered that way. But.
Well, listen, I promise you it's not a marriage. You don't have to find a divorce lawyer to leave us.
Right, that's why I said I do.
Oh, my gosh. I know that's horrible I say that because I'm married, but, you know, I had one guy who couldn't stop laughing when I told him that.
No, I think marriage is the most awesome thing. It doesn't keep me from mouthing off.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I needed that. Now, Wes, my finance department, first of all, wanted me to congratulate you on the new business. And so they wanted me to extend these offers to you if you are interested. Okay? So we're asking you to stick it out 2 months, right? But if you look at it like this, like let's say you stuck it out 3 months, right? You were paying every month. At the end of those 3 months, you now have invested $696 with us, okay? They offer you, if you want to prepay for 3 months, it's $537. And that covers you for 3 months. It's not a monthly payment coming out. So that runs, that's with us managing it for the full 3 months.
That works great for me because I was going to, if it was an option, I was just going to, I mean, I already said I'd do the 2 months. So
right.
I'm all on board on just make a payment
and
see how this
not worry
works.
About
and
it monthly.
Like it,
yeah.
Do it again.
And then just know too, like if, like let's say you're loving it, it's working great, right? They do offer you 6 months is $1,000 as opposed to like making an investment of $1,293 in 6 months. They even offer the year, okay? And the year you're looking at $1,908. Because if you paid every month for a year, you would have invested $2,487. So those are also other options for you too. Even if you didn't do any of those other two, like now, just know that doing the 3 months, in 3 months, if you're like, hey, this is still working great, I want to upgrade to the 6 months or to the year, you always have that option too. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So did you want to do then the 3 months?
So the 3 months does not automatically renew, right? Is that what I'm hearing?
No. And let me explain to you what happens with the 3 months. So basically the 3 months, and I'll tell you the date it's going to put you through. So it's going to be March to April, April to May, and then it's going to be May to June. So what's going to happen, okay, is June 6th, if you don't call to say, I want to renew with 3 months, right? If you don't call prior to that, and I'm going to set it on my calendar too to kind of call you as a follow-up to remind you. I'll call you the week before. I'll put a reminder. So just so that way we're not waiting till the last minute. Now, come June 6th, if you haven't called prior to that to say, hey, I don't want it to renew, or hey, I want to renew another 3 months, or I want to renew 6 months, or I want to renew for the year, or just month to month, it's just going to automatically renew on June 6th at $199. It will not renew it automatically at 3 months. Okay? It'll revert back to the $199 a month is what it does.
Okay.
Okay? So what I would do is put it on my calendar as a reminder to reach for me myself. I will do the courtesy of reaching out to you on June 2nd. Because the 6th is on a Friday. So I'm going to put on my calendar to reach out to you on June 2nd to say, hey, Wes, did you want to renew another 3 months, 6 months, a year? Do you want to go month to month, or did you just want it to cancel out? So this way you're not being caught at the last minute, because if we don't hear from you prior to that on June 6th, it's going to renew at $199 automatically. It'll go to month to month.
Okay.
Okay. So, did you want to do the 3 months?
Yeah. Remind me that number so that I have it in my notes.
Yeah. 500.
I'll get a receipt and all of that.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to send you the receipt and we'll go over it in a couple minutes too. So, it's 537 is what we're going to charge right now.
Okay.
Okay. So, let me do this here. And then, how does your schedule look for today for your client interview? Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up an appointment, and I'm going to actually, let me go here. I'm going to set up an appointment. We're going to block out an hour. The appointment's going to take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. Just depends on how many questions or details you have. But I want to schedule at a time that's convenient for you. It's when you're going to speak with my technician about your keywords, your search terms. They're going to go over way more in detail with you. So how does your schedule look for today? Are you pretty open? Okay. Are you pretty open? Yeah. No, so you're pretty open today then. Okay. Let me do this. Let me see here. Charge the card yet, because I'm having my manager just update something before we process the payment. In the meantime, I'm going to start setting up your client interview and the notes so that way we're ahead on that. Okay, so let me tell you what times I have available today. And it's going to be in your time zone, okay? So I do have one available between, it looks like here, let's see. Oh my gosh, they're so booked up today. My Atlanta. What in the world? How does your schedule look for tomorrow? Are you pretty busy?
If it's not a scam, I can make time. So if it just call me from that number, then
It would be actually me calling you to introduce you to the technician, but we'll be calling you from the 877 number. So tomorrow.
Oh, well, you sound pretty cheery, so I think then we're all open.
So tomorrow, I'll be calling you, because I like to do the introduction. So we can call you either between 8 and 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12. I mean, my calendar is completely open. So whatever time you prefer.
Oh, I say the earliest, get it over with. I mean,
okay,
so. Because it kind of is.
Okay, so let's do an 8 to 9. That's the earliest one, your time zone. So I'm going to send you this calendar invite. We're going to call you between 8 and 9 o'clock, and we're going to call you from an 877 number. So I just need you to answer all the calls within that hour. When I call you, If for any reason you're in the middle of something, Wes, and you need 5 or 10 more minutes, listen, just pick up the call and just say, hey, can you guys call me right back? We will call you right back. I don't want you to miss this appointment.
Easy.
Let me send you this. And I probably only need like maybe about 5 more minutes of your time and we'll be all set. Let me see here. Give me 1 second. And now I'm also going to send you a reminder an hour before your interview, just in case if it slips your mind, okay? You'll have that little reminder there. Now, here's what I put in some of the notes. So what I listed, now are you open to both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
I'm open to either one. I'm okay. Very small, so it's mostly been residential, but that I've worked commercial my whole life, so
okay.
I'm open to whatever.
Okay, perfect. Now, this is what I put so far. I put grading, excavating, demolition, utilities, because that's what I saw on your website. Is there anything that I am missing? Land clearing.
We get into all, but I mean, I guess.
Major grading, resloping. Okay.
Yeah, there seems like there's a load of adjectives that describe it.
Yeah. And I just want to give them an idea. They're going to go over a lot more with you, but I just kind of wanted to give them an idea where to start with. Okay. And then let's see here. You have your LLC licensed and insured. It's not a requirement. I just ask how to have it.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay. And hours of operation. I saw on your website 8 to 6. Is that Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
But run it through Saturday. Like I say, I get the scams no matter what. And if it's customers, I'm happy to hear from them. But
yeah. But if it's not, get off my line.
Yeah.
No worries.
Nobody likes it. I don't care who they are.
Okay.
Nobody likes the scammers.
And then, let's see. Okay. When we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
It doesn't really matter. I mean, I'm open to any of that. The emails take more time because I don't write it that much. I mean,
so we'll put phone and text
if I feel like it, but the others, that usually has a ding and
a little bit more intensive. Yeah, no worries. And then let's see. What are the typical forms of payments you take? Do you do like cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal?
Venmo and cash and checks is I haven't set up with the others.
Awesome. Yeah, if you ever start taking other forms of payment, just let us know, you know, and we'll update it.
Perfect.
Yeah, not a problem. Okay. So now, let's see here. We're almost done. I'm just waiting for him to respond to me. So now, tomorrow, like I said, we'll call you between 8 and 9 o'clock, and we're going to call you from that 877 number. So just make sure that, you know, again, that you're answering all the calls within that hour. I'm going to actually be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician, okay? And then I'm also going to send you, this email real quick. It's going to say action photos needed. So for us to get you verified through Google faster, we're going to ask you, Wes, to send us some photos. It's a list. So you're going to send us what you have. And what you don't have, don't worry about it. Just send us what you can. So you'll send a picture of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle. Send us a photo of your LLC, your business license, your insurance. Send us a picture of your workspace. So like a workspace would be like if you have a storage garage that you hold your equipment in, send us a photo of that. Send us what you can and what you don't have. Don't worry about it, okay? It's just going to help us get you verified through Google faster, okay? None of those photos, by the way, are going to show up online. It's just for our back office, okay? And then I'm just waiting for him to update this.
I don't really need the picture of my truck. paste it out there for everybody that.
No. Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah, no, none of these photos. This is for our back office when we're getting.